After 6 months on the festival circuit, a film shot in Cape Breton almost 2 years ago made its Sydney premiere to sold-out shows over the weekend. Little Lorraine, directed by Nova Scotia filmmaker Andy Hines and inspired by Nova Scotia singer-songwriter Adam Baldwin's 2022 single, Lighthouse in Little Lorraine, is playing at Cineplex Cinema Sydney this week to shows that are almost entirely sold out. The film follows a group of mine workers in the 1980s from a small town in Cape Breton who are laid off following an accident and become fishermen that are dragged into an international drug smuggling operation taking place off the coast of the island. The film stars Stephen Amell, Auden Thornton, Stephen McHattie, Sean Astin, and Colombian singer J Balvin, who makes his acting debut. The weekend premiere brought much excitement to Sydney, with many of the cast and crew coming out to select showings at Cineplex Cinema Sydney and a special screening in Member 2. After many of the weekend screenings, cast and crew answered questions from the audience about their experiences making the film. One Saturday night screening at the Sydney Cineplex was attended by producer Tim Doran of Wango Films, actresses Auden Thornton and Kaylin Ohm, and executive producer Vanessa Amadio, who took questions following the conclusion of the 9:45 p.m. screening. Doran discussed what it meant to tell a story set in Cape Breton.
I'm originally from New Brunswick, and we've been wanting to make East Coast film for a very, very long time. And so when Andy sent us this script, it was just a slam dunk. And again, Andy's not here right now, but to talk about it, it was like the biggest thing was we wanted to make a Cape Breton story set in Cape Breton for Cape Bretoners and just make it all concentrated there. So it was a goal that we had, and I can say once we got out here, it was like the greatest thing in the world. It was like an experience we'll never forget. Yeah. And one thing we really were talking about is you guys, like the community when we were here, everything. We couldn't have done it, like we've said this everywhere we've gone, like if you guys weren't supportive and didn't open your doors, which you didn't have to, the film wouldn't have happened. So thank you.
There's a lot of stories.
He spoke about the potential for more projects in Cape Breton.
We literally, at Wango anyway, we're on the lookout. We want to come and bring another film up here. We want to one day bring a series up here. We're looking at it actively always. And so I know that's just our company alone, but I know a lot of other people are looking to do the same thing too. And we're hoping that this film opens the door to just bring more stories, more filming, more everything up here. And tell, you know, the cult, you guys have a rich culture, right? Like, I'm from the East Coast. Like, this is a really, really rich culture. And I just don't think it's been, quote unquote, mined as much as it should have been. So, yeah.
He also talked about the process of making the film.
So, yeah, the filming process itself, it was a 25-day shoot. So we shot this thing in 5 weeks. And the prep was about 6 weeks. But all told, like, we landed here first. We got here May 1st, 2024. And drove away on, what was it?
July 31st,
2024.
Auden Thornton spoke about the work she did to learn the Cape Breton dialect.
I love this dialect so much. When I first started learning it, though, I cried during the second tutorial because I was like, this is so hard. And I had like 3 weeks and I needed to, you know, you need to feel natural in the voice before you start even thinking about the acting on set. So but we broke through. Sarah English was her name, and she was amazing. She worked with us every day, and yeah, I love this magical accent and this magical place, so I feel very lucky.
One audience member asked how they were able to cast Sean Astin, who starred in films such as the Lord of the Rings trilogy, The Goonies, and 50 First Dates. Doran explained how Astin got involved, playing local priest Father Williams.
Oh, that's what everybody asks.
Yeah, everyone.
Interesting.
Our
another executive producer, Nick Neary, he actually did another film with Sean beforehand. And so when we were casting, we were like, you know, Sean would be a really interesting person to play Father Williams. And so they sort of, it was a relationship-based thing, and Nick reached out. He's like, I'm interested, and they had a Zoom with Andy. And Andy's been telling the story a lot lately, and Sean's like, I really love the script, I love it, I'm in, except I need more stuff to say. So like literally, this was like a couple weeks before filming, so Andy went and actually wrote a couple more scenes for him to play. It didn't even all get in the film actually, but yeah, that was it. It was a it is a business of relationships at the end of the day, and we got lucky with that. So, and he was super supportive of the film. Like, I don't know, he's like the president of SAG now. And when we premiered at TIFF, he was like doing all his running for like SAG and all that. It's the Screen Actors Guild in the States, for anyone that doesn't know. And he was like, but no matter what, he had like two meetings. He flew into Toronto for the festival because he's like, this is a really important film and I need to support it and I need to be here and put my face on this because it's the type of movie that we should be supporting right now, which was awesome. And he came out and did the whole thing for us. So he's a total mensch. He's an amazing man. Yeah. Yeah. And he's in Lord of the Rings, which is cool.
With the major success of the film and screenings across Nova Scotia, Little Lorraine is expanding its release to other maritime provinces, as well as Ottawa and Vancouver, with more Nova Scotia screenings added into this weekend. Doran says the film will eventually screen on Crave, and they plan to also have a physical release for the film that includes bonus features. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.